Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act all right.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the trap of dawn, giving a microphone, dress like $1 million bucks, buttons, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Just trying to give God some back. Just some back of what he done gave me. Just a portion, you know, just, I'm just trying, man, to show some type of gratitude for all his blessings. I'm just trying to, man, just get it right sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, man, you just can't do what you want to do and just live wrong all the time, man. You got to, at one point in time, Steve, come on, man. Come on, man, you could do better. I know you can. You know, and you know what I had to do? I had to stop saying, I'm going to try to do better. And I just had to say, hey, man, I'm going to do better. You know, trying is just to put forth an effort, and then if it don't work, well, okay. But if you make up in your mind that I'm going to do something, then trying isn't enough. It's getting it done is the only thing that matters. See, it's the difference between doing and trying. We're going to try to win the game, or we're going to go out here to win the game. Now, trying to win the game means that you could lose. But when you got in your mind made up, most athletes will tell you that they go out there with the full intent and purpose of winning and winning only. See, they don't put the second place finisher on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Second place don't get you there. You got to win. And now, take it out of the scope of athletics, but keep it in that type of analogy. In life, man, you just want to, you want to win in life, don't you? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated of Life? Don't you want to be recognized for your hard work? Don't you want, you know, to be recognized in the bonus structure down at your job? Don't you want to have your plaque up on the wall down at your job? I mean, most people do. Some people could care less. Some people don't care about looking good or being their best. And that's cool, but I ain't talking to them, though. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those of you who want to be the best you can be. You know, people kill me when they get mad at people. And he brown nosed and he all up on the employee of the month. Man, the dude doing his job to the best of his ability and he getting recognized for it. What that got to do with all that you talking about? Because you ain't up there. You know, it's amazing, man, how people describe other people's success. He's so lucky. Lucky? Hey, man, don't they kind of get you a little bit when people call you lucky? When, let me tell you what luck really is, y'all. Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. Some people call that luck, but hold on. Let's think about this. If you wasn't working hard and opportunity presented itself, what would you call that? But see, when you've been working hard and opportunity presents itself and it bumps up into each other, now people want to call that luck. But hold up, here go the part, though, that they ain't paying no attention to. Yeah, that opportunity came by, but if you had not been working hard and the hard work had not ran up into opportunity, what would you have? No, sir, it's not luck. It's work. It is work. Because there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. But my mama was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me enough, though. Now, I know the difference between right and wrong just like you do. You ain't got to, you know, it kills me when people write a strawberry letter. Am I wrong for this? You know, good and well, let's read your letter. Are you wrong for this? You know, you wrong, but you don't need us to be telling, you know, but I'm going to do this anyway. Well, see, go ahead, though. Do what you want to do. But you know what, y'all? Here's the best advice I can give you. And this is what I really came to talk about this morning, but I got sidetracked because I listened. Get out of your own way. So many of us are blocking our own blessings. We just in our own way. We are in our own way. And one of the most dangerous ways you can get in your way is to do it your way. To get it figured your way. And to lock in on your way, and this the way it's got to go. Do you know how many people are blocking their blessings? Do you know how long I blocked mine with that mindset right there? Look, cause this the way you do it, you think that make it the right way? You think just cause you done thought on it long and hard, and that's what you really want, do you really think that your way is the right way? Or could there be a better way? See, until I started listening to God and started paying attention to his way, man, I was spinning my wheels, man. I was out here so determined this how I was going to do it. But, you know, I had to learn how to get out of my own way. Because just because I could do it my way didn't mean it was the right way. I had to get out of my own way. Just get out your way, man. Now, What does that mean? That means, see, set your goals. That means have your dreams. I'm saying set your goals, man. I ain't saying don't set goals. Listen to me. Set your goals. What is it you want to happen? What is it you'd like to have? What is it you'd like to be? What do you aspire to? Set your goals and set your dreams. Now, take your goals and your dreams to God and ask God to show you how. Man, you can save yourself a lot of pain. Listen to somebody who did it his way for so long. And when I finally got out of my way, out of my own way, when you've heard old people say, let go and let God, you've heard them say that. I didn't get it, but I got it now. Let go and let God. And it's an amazing little saying though. Now, you know, you may not get it now. It took me a bunch of years to get it too. But when I took my goals and my dreams and my vision to God, and I said, God, this is what I hope for. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to be. This is where I would love to get to. Then I said, help me. Show me how. Point me in the right direction. Let me follow your footsteps. Guide me. Hey, give me a spirit of discernment. Show me who wrong. Because I meet people every day ain't up to no good with me. Every single day. Oh, man. Man, I can't believe I run up into you, man. The Lord told me something was going to happen to me today. Well, see, I talk to him every day. He did not mention you to me. He ain't said nothing to me. He didn't tell me what was going to happen in my. Now, that don't mean it can't happen because I'm open to it. So really, man, I'm praying. And please know I'm listening as well as I've ever listened before. But get yourself together, though. See, know your goals and your dreams and then let God show you how to do it. He'll do it. You know, it's so important, everybody, that you get focused, that you aim for something, that you dream of something, that you aspire to something. But it's the best thing you can do after you do all that. Man, get God involved in it, man. Talk to him. I mean, why would you not? What you got to lose? You ain't got to go down there and make no big scene and run laps around the church and run up there and throw yourself on the altar and scream and flip over and throw money in the air. You ain't got to do that. This you and God, man. This you and God. You know, you got to serve and praise him the way you do it. You got to let nobody else tell you how it's done. It's a personal relationship. People kill me if you don't do it this way, if you don't come here to this church and you don't run around in this circle and you don't get flipped in the air and you don't. Hey, man, you better go have a relationship with God. See what that's about. You understand? Don't nobody throw you off with all that. All right. All right, y'all. Talk to him. He'd love to hear from you today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, please. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Make no mistake about it. This is no other morning show. How do I know you know that? Because you ain't tuned in nowhere else. And I'm the only ones talking. Man, ain't that evidence?
That makes sense.
Whatever your call letters are for your station, that is none of my business in particular. But I love you, though. And we all love you. And we are here to serve and honor you, entertain you, inspire you, uplift you, motivate you. And every now and then, makes sense. But right now, that ain't what we here to do.
What are
Ladies
we here to do?
Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica, Junior, and Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
What? I'm listening. Junior, what's on your mind, man? My bad.
Yeah, it just got on my mind. I have to ask you this. What you mean by every man being? Makes sense.
Well, you know, look, sometimes ignorance, foolishness, and just plain old having a good time, it ain't always got to make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes, man, you just got to do some things just to be doing it. And we offer on this show sometimes a level of freedom for people to sometimes put their cares and troubles down and just go and laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
Laugh and don't always have sense. Like I told the audience at the Family Feud the other day, in order for you to stay young, first you have to understand that when you laugh, laughter releases endorphins into your body. Endorphins make you feel better. It makes you age less. I have a lot of endorphins in my body because I laugh all the time. The average person does not laugh every single day.
Uh-huh.
If you think about it, the average person does not bust out laughing every single day. Nice. And you got to do that if you want to live long. Mm. But now here's the key to laughing every day. If you are going to laugh every day, you are going to have to start laughing at some stuff that you ain't supposed to.
You ain't supposed to be. Uh-huh.
That is the only way.
What?
You have got to start laughing at some stuff you ain't supposed to.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But then, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What do people say? That ain't funny.
Oh, to them.
What do you do to that? How do you react?
That's not funny to you.
That's your response.
Oh, that's clearly what you mean that ain't funny?
Yeah.
That ain't funny to you. See, you got to understand something, man. You got to up your game.
You worry
it's
me.
It's all
Steve
funny
Harvey.
To me.
Huh? You worry me.
You know, if I want it to be, why it ain't funny to me?
So people falling in front of you, you gonna laugh.
I don't know them people. I do not know them.
And if
God, listen to me.
Steve Harvey.
And if God put them in front of me and made them fall, he wrote that joke for me.
I understand that.
Oh,
Lord, I'm so concerned about you. All right. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, it is Monday. You know what that means. Church complaints on the way right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is Monday, so you know what time it is. Yesterday was Sunday, a lot of complaining going on. Here is Pastor Motown and Deacon Def Jam with today's church complaint.
You're a little tickled this morning.
You get in character. Coming.
I'm sorry.
Let's be who we is. She That's said right. we will.
That's right. You're right.
I began preaching the word when I was 17 years old.
17.
I backslid when I was 18 through 40.
Immediately.
I only preached one sermon at 17. And then I fell into a hellacious life. But I got back 40 years later, and here I'm is. Oh, glory now. We pontificate.
What?
This here thing before it strengthenates.
I like that.
To keep the people pontilate.
Who that boy preaching?
Oh, glory. Let us begin with church complaints and dig a Def Jam. Come on now.
All right, Pastor. Sister Marcia and Sister Gloria and Sister Vera Collins, who are all over 70 years old, have decided to start their own gospel singing group, the Holy Halter Tops. Now, they are singing with bling, glittering halter tops. The members are just in outrage behind this. Not to mention, there are several deacons with glitter all over their faces. You're going to have to do something something about this here, Pastor.
I have forewarned and I told you all that ever since I banned the Senior Citizens Choir, because church was complaining about the length of the songs, the lack of choir robes on their Sunday.
That's right.
And them not knowing the words to none of their songs. Now, how many is in this group here?
It's three of them. That's Sister Marcia, Sister Gloria, and Sister Vera Collins. Yeah.
So, see, I see what didn't happen. Since I banned the church choir, they're going to try to be the Supreme. You trying to jump through a church loophole. You don't want to be all right now. You don't want to be the choir, so you're going to try to be a singing group.
Yeah. Wise, Pastor, wise.
Very wise.
Let me make a new ordinance. At this church, the Jackpot Joint of Jerusalem, The only songs that can be sang by old people is solos.
Oh. Solos.
Oh. Y'all, if you're over 60, you can't do a duet, a triplet, or quadrilet.
Yeah.
We stop it at soloists only. Now, solo, that is the law. Hear ye, let it be known so forth.
All right, here it is, Pastor. They want to wish Brother Clifford Green a happy heavenly birthday. But now, Sister Marilyn Wilson said, why are we wishing him a happy heavenly birthday knowing that he busted hell wide open? Now, his wife, Sister Green, is upset and wants you to put Sister Wilson in her place.
See, now, we don't know that for sure now.
No, what? We don't know what, Pastor?
We is not the judge. God is the judge.
Amen, Pastor.
We have no heaven or hell to put anyone in.
Come on.
So, nor do we have the right to pass judgment on who going where.
That's right.
My fervent hope is that he is in heaven.
Yeah,
because if he is in heaven, I know good and hell well I'm going to heaven. That is my fervent prayer that God was grading on the curve and his low D was a mighty good B.
Good God Almighty.
Oh.
Who that boy preaching this morning?
Come on now.
All right. Pastor, we got a serious issue that has happened over this past weekend. At the women's retreat, Sister Laura Banks said these men aren't stepping up and being real men. Woo, Sister Berta Jones said, well, if they not stepping up, why are you still pulling your drawers down? The fight went on for 2 hours at the convention center, and we owe $16,000 in damages. I'm just going to let you know.
If they not stepping up, why?
Women's retreat. Come on.
Because of the men, they've got to fighting over the men.
Men at the women's retreat, they're supposed to be empowering each other.
Good God,
well,
man.
I think that's going that calls for a song.
Does it, though?
Really?
My draws is up because you wouldn't step up, but they will come down if only you would. My draws is up and they won't come down, and I'm not pulling them down cause ain't no real men around. Yeah.
On that note, we got to get out of here, Pastor and Deacon. Coming up next, SCLO. Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, WNBA star Brittany Griner is sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison. The driver, and some very, very sad news. The driver of the fiery, deadly car crash in California has been charged. And R. Kelly's jailhouse account has over $28,000 in it, but not for long. Right now, it is time for Ask the CLO. We'll get into those stories in just a few, but this one is from Elle in Missouri, who writes, I'm a 48-year-old single woman, and I'm dating a man that's a security guard at the place where my girlfriends and I used to go to brunch all the time. He's been asking why I stopped coming there, and I want to be honest, but I don't know how to tell him that I'm ashamed of his job. Should I keep lying to him?
Well, I don't understand. You're ashamed of his job.
Yeah.
All you doing is in there having brunch. You ain't buying the place. You know, oh, how much money you think you make it, but he's a security guard.
Yeah, she don't want her girls talking about her. Oh, you with a security guard? That's your man. She don't want to hear all of that.
Well, you know, you ain't shamed when he in there handling business.
Ooh.
You ain't shamed then.
Mm-hmm.
And half them heifers that's gonna be talking about you, who is they man?
Mm-hmm.
See, y'all got it. Y'all get a man on the come up and you can help him get up. But you already trying to find somebody already up, and that line, he got plenty out. If he's a good man, a good brother, he hardworking, honor and respect that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about your damn girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's working. He's
working. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got
he going to work every day. He honest, he hardworking. What's
probably
wrong?
Kind and a gentleman. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I used to work at the amusement park. They ain't see it coming though, did they?
Here we go. Here
I we put go. Spark plugs in Ford Motor Company. They ain't see it coming though, did they?
They didn't. They didn't see it.
What?
Uh-uh.
What? I sold insurance. They ain't see it coming, did they?
Mm-mm.
What?
You clean carpet.
Please. Clean carpet, laid carpet. Ragged as hell. Couldn't lay carpet worth a damn. Buckles all in the room. They ain't see it coming.
Yeah.
Boy, you ain't sugar honey iced tea. I will be one day though, man.
Yeah.
Enjoy your carpet.
Right. Yeah. All right, L, 48-year-old single woman dating that security guard. Hang on to him. Steve Harvey. He might be a Steve Harvey. You never know. Moving on to Clarissa in Gulfport. Clarissa writes, I'm married to one of the nicest men in the world, but the other day I had to curse him out for making a bad decision. I got home and our housekeeper's three children were in our pool. He said, there's nothing wrong with the kids swimming here. Did I overreact or was he wrong for inviting those children over?
Yeah, you overreacted.
Yeah.
You overreacted. You way overreacted.
Yeah.
I've had workers at my house. And mm-hmm. I let their kids swim in the pool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
let them come over. They eat barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be above people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them kids have the experience of being in a swimming pool, and then one day they'll be able to get their own swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's called exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. And yes, you overreacted
mm-hmm.
because it's a good thing. Now you got some housekeepers or some workers at your house that's loyal.
Right,
when
exactly.
You love their kids, they'll take better care of you. Yeah, you tripped, mm-hmm. lady. You overreacted.
Apologize.
They was in the swimming pool. They wasn't in the bed making pie. They was in the damn
difference.
Swimming pool.
Yeah.
Okay. In the bed making pie.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. All right. Yeah, she overreacted. She needs to apologize immediately to everyone.
What CLO? I love
the bed making pie.
Make a pie. Uh-huh. I
all
get
the
it.
Crumbs in here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They're just in the pool having fun. Yeah.
Hey, babies. Let them babies live.
All right. Moving on to Lapeerial in Tacoma. Lapeerial says, my husband of 17 years has had a separate account for a long time, and I just found out. He said I should have my own account too. We never discussed having a stash hidden from each other. So is this money for a side chick or what?
No, he has some side money.
Yeah.
And you should have your own account.
You recommend this,
right? And I preached this and told it before. An accountant told me this a long time ago. A married couple whether both parties are working or not, should have four separate bank accounts. You should have the joint account where both checks come into, and you all pay all your household, car notes, light bills, mortgage, rent, whatever the case may be,
right,
to keep the foundation going. Right. Take 10% of your money, or 5%, whatever the designated number is, put it in a savings account that requires two signatures to move.
Mm-hmm.
Then you decide the allowance of each other. Ooh. The woman get this much, the man get this much, or your other partner get this much, and you get that much, whatever the case is.
And that's
their money, and that's your money.
Mm-hmm.
You have no say so what they do with their money. I cannot tell Marjorie what to do with her money that's allocated for her, and she can't say nothing to me about mine that's allocated for me.
No more hiding bags in the trunk.
Buy it with your damn money and you good.
And don't say anything to me.
See, and if your bag is more expensive, save two of your allowances or two of your personal checks and buy your bag.
Right. That's right. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
So, no, he ain't got no side chick. He got some side money because he don't want to hear your mouth every time he want to do something.
Liberia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
And you should have another account.
But her husband told her, you should too.
You should have your own account. Yeah.
What you over here for?
That's great advice, though. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Uh-uh. All right. Moving on to last one. Last one, CLO. moving on to Joe in Dayton. Joe says, my wife's friend DM'd me and made a comment on a suit I was wearing. I told her thank you and I was going to tell my wife about it, but it slipped my mind. A week later, my wife said she thinks her friend likes me because she is always bringing my name up. Should I tell my wife that the lady slid into my DMs?
Don't do that, dog.
And why not?
Shut your damn mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
But he was going to tell her, though, Steve.
For what?
It just slipped his mind, he said.
But he was going to tell her for what, though?
Yeah. It's too late.
To let her know?
Yeah.
And then what you think going to happen?
That she's been slipping into his DM.
Hold up. Why she in your DM?
Yeah, she get ready to check.
Exactly.
What makes her think it's okay to slide into your damn DMs?
Exactly.
What you been doing to get DM'd? I thought it was just her, but she in your DM, and then you gonna read it. Why it take you this long? Tell me.
Yeah.
See,
it slipped my mind, honey.
Now, what you mean it slipped your mind?
It just slipped my mind. Things, I got busy. We got busy.
How busy doing what? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I wish the hell I would. Matter of fact, I ain't seen the DM. I delete the damn DM and I'm gone.
What are DMs?
I don't know.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
WNBA player Brittany Griner was convicted of smuggling drugs into Russia and sentenced to 9 years in jail in a case that has raised concerns that she's being used as a political pawn in Russia's war against Ukraine. Griner was also fined 1 million rubles, which is equivalent to about $16,000 and some change. Prior to hearing the verdict, Griner apologized to the court and asked for leniency in an emotional speech. Griner's lawyers plan to appeal the ruling, and they criticize the court for ignoring their evidence. They have 10 days to appeal. Yeah.
Lord,
definitely all political.
Mercy.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting
9 years.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. She could have gotten 10, but they gave her 9.
She's
really.
A prisoner of war. This is horrible.
Yeah, it really is bad. Horrible. Yeah.
Well,
the U.S. says they're working.
There was a white lady that was stopped in Russia who had way more than Brittany Griner. Mm-hmm. She got 16 months. She got probation. I wish I could pull
she
it up because I just read it. Oh, yeah, she mm-hmm. at home. She got probation and a fine, something like that in Russia. She had way more than Brittany Griner. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about it wasn't even close. Right. I wish I had kept it and saved it when I read it. Mm-hmm. But Russia's racist.
Yes.
Oh,
Russia
yeah.
ain't got nothing for black people. Mm. And then Russia frowns on gay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
they
then
do.
So does America with their hypocritical ass. So, you know, and she's black. But she was over there playing basketball in a Russian league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
And had been over there many times before. It wasn't trip number one.
No. Right. Where are her Russian teammates? Aren't they mm-hmm. outraged? What? Are they showing
whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa, no, the citizens ain't nobody saying nothing. Mm-mm. Now, she has a great relationship with a lot of the guards and the inmates, and they keep telling her everything's going to be okay right before the sentence. Mm-hmm. And now she's got to go to a prison colony.
Yeah, she didn't even get credit for time served. Nothing. Yeah, this is...
Come on, anyway. USA. Come yeah. on. Bring her
They say
home.
They're working. They say they're working. They're
work
still
harder.
Working on it.
Yeah.
Until
harder.
They give up the arms dealer, and they probably going to ask for more. This mm-hmm. is not going to happen. This is a political ploy. This
yes,
is to get that
is.
Arms dealer back out, the one that Trump mm-hmm. had been on Twitter talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about why would we give her up for him?
Yeah,
she broke the law.
She's been doing podcasts.
Yeah.
Why don't we send them you, Mr. Trump? How about that? Why don't we send them you?
Well, they're friends, so.
Since that's your boy.
Yeah. All right, well, we're moving on, and we're keeping this case, Brittany Griner, all of us in our prayers. Quick and speedy return home.
Black
More sad news to report.
So
yeah.
So
yeah. This story is really sad right here. Our prayers are going out to the families of the victims of the fiery, deadly crash that happened in Windsor Hills, California, that claimed the lives of 6 people, including a pregnant woman and her unborn child. This happened shortly after 1:30 p.m. on last Thursday when a Mercedes-Benz coupe blew through a red light at a high speed and crashed into several cars near a gas station at the intersection of Slauson and La Brea Avenues. We all know this area very well. The driver, Nicole Lorraine Hinton, is a travel nurse from Houston, Texas. She's been charged with manslaughter and gross negligence. She will be taken into custody once she is released from the hospital.
Wow.
And just
man.
To see this, it was just
it's heartbreaking.
This was awful. This was this is horrible. Oh, just really painful to watch and just tragic. It's just tragic. Finally, prosecutors asked the federal court to seize over $28,000 from R. Kelly's prison inmate account, since he has $140,000 in unpaid court-ordered fines. In a letter obtained by the government from the Bureau of Prisons, Kelly has accumulated substantial funds in his inmate trust account, which is used to purchase food and other necessities from the prison commissary. Kelly had over $28,000, like I said, in his account as of August 3rd, and the Bureau of Prisons restrained Kelly's funds at the government's request and left him with $500. So he'll have to make it off that, because he had, you know, unpaid court-ordered bills. He had to pay him those fines. He had to pay that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
yeah.
Well, you make it on $500.
So yeah, you be good, Kales. Mm-hmm. You be good.
But yeah. Here's what's going to happen, though. All he's going to do is get somebody else.
Put it on
make his funds and cut a deal with him. He gonna make friends with somebody, and he gonna give them 10%, 20%, 30%, 40%, and he gonna get money sent there. That's how it's gonna work, and somebody gonna do it, and rightfully so. They gonna beat that system. You ain't got to worry about that.
Well, he can give that money to the victims and their family.
Yeah.
Something to do.
Whew, yeah.
Wow.
So. Jesus. Yeah, I know. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on in the world. I mean, just. That story before with the Windsor Hills, California tragic accident, just horrible.
Yeah, we got stuff to worry about. We ain't really got time to worry about R. Kelly or Book.
Right.
Okay.
That story got $500. On your
nerves. No, I don't give a damn if you got $700,000 in there. Your ass in jail.
Yeah.
And there's so many luxuries you can buy. And that's you can't get but so frisky over there, because fellas going to want some.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're moving on. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Mike Tyson is mad over an unauthorized show about his life set to premiere later this month. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hulu is slated to debut Mike. Now, this is a limited series that follows legendary boxer Mike Tyson from his early childhood to his days in prison and so on. The series is set to premiere on August 25th, but over the weekend, Mike Tyson lashed out at Hulu for allegedly stealing his story. Tyson ranted on social media that he did not participate nor give his consent for Hulu to produce the series, and that Hulu proceeded without offering him a dollar. Tyson accused Hulu of creating a slave master takeover story of his life. Tyson seemed to get angrier with each message he posted. For example, he tweeted, "Hey Hulu, I'm not an N-word that you can sell on the auction block, okay? Hashtag slavery is over. Hashtag blank Hulu."
Absolutely ludicrous what they did to me.
If he could just prove IP, intellectual property, they're going to have to pay. It just depends on where they got the footage from.
I'm going to kick Hulu's ass is what I'm going to do, Steve. I'm going to freaking kick Hulu's ass. I mean it, man. They had no business doing what they did and following me around.
No, Mike, you're going to want to.
Steve, I respect everything. Go ahead, Steve.
But you're going to have to find out exactly who Hulu is.
I don't
walk around whooping people ass that's got Hulu.
I'm gonna whoop.
Why you walk around whooping people ass? Because that include me.
I'm gonna whoop Hulu's ass. I'm gonna whoop Netflix ass. Anybody that's associated
No. Listen to me.
Paramount, the Peacock, everybody that.
Mike,
go ahead.
Mike, you have to identify people who are responsible for the decisions at Hulu. Don't just go down to the Hulu complex and start warming ass from the guard on up. Because somebody not going to let you on the elevator, Mike.
Well, I got to whoop somebody's ass, though, Steve. Somebody got to take a hit for this one right here.
Mike, I understand what you're saying, but that's probably not going to be the case, sir.
Does anybody know who Hulu is? Who is Hulu?
You got to look it up.
It's a network, Mike.
Yeah.
If you catch anybody hula hooping, Mike, is you going to fight them too?
I don't care if you hula.
It's a streaming service, yeah. Mike.
I'm with Mike on this one, though. I'm with
but
Mike.
But you know, man, Mike is a really, really bright brother, man.
Yeah.
I like Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, we love Mike Tyson. Yeah.
And I'm mad at Hulu, too, for this. Mm-hmm. especially if they're making money and Mike Tyson isn't. He didn't authorize this. How dare you? How dare you?
Everybody at Hulu, if you're listening, hear me real clear. I'm gonna fuck you out when I find out.
Mike! You can't say that.
All right, Mike.
Especially on this show.
Beep.
Yeah.
Well, Mike.
That's what he would say. Yeah.
All right, look. Coming up, we're
Mike.
Recap Steve's Invest Fest weekend. Find out all about that. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So how was everybody's weekend? We haven't talked about that in a minute. I went to see Bullet Train with Brad Pitt. Don't ask me anything about the movie because all I did was stare at Brad Pitt because I love him.
Where are you, girl? Ain't he fine?
Some other people were in it. I think I heard Sandra Bullock was in it. Channing Tatum did a cameo, I think. Ryan Reynolds. But mainly Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt. That's an ignorant-ass movie review. That's what you want at Monica.
Whatever. It's Brad. We're talking about Brad Pitt here.
Take up all this
whatever.
Time talking about it. We ain't heard nothing about the movie. It wasn't good. Wasn't nothing.
Who cares?
Damn Brad Pitt report.
Yes. I went to see Kevin Hart in Houston. Mm-hmm, Kevin, the show was hilarious. Kevin Hart, Plastic Cup Boys. I was there with my bestie along with Tommy's wife and her bestie. Shout out to Jackie and Bill. Right.
Jackie Miles, you was with Lemonade.
Yeah, it was Girls Night Out. Then afterwards, Girls Night Out. Cocktails with Matthew Knowles, Beyonce Daddy. Yeah, that's how we was doing it.
Was right, Brad Pitt there?
No,
Brad Pitt there.
And Matthew said, "What up, Steve Harvey?
Big dog."
Jackie said the show was good. She
it
said it was real
we
good.
We had fun, Girls Night Out.
Kevin, funny man.
Kevin
Hart, hilarious.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had funny, our little cocktails and popcorn and was hollering all four.
So was I.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Mom.
Steve, how was the Invest Fest? How was that? I heard it was
absolutely
packed.
Fabulous. The first year they did it was last year. They had 3,500 people.
Wow.
And after I did my interview with them, I fell in love with these young guys because I felt like they were onto something. I didn't know that you could get, you know, we pay so much money for entertainment. Mm-hmm. See our favorite groups, our favorite artists.
Yeah.
It was just a real pleasure to see 13,000 people paid to go to Invest Fest. That's 10,000 more than last year. Completely sold out, standing room only. Couldn't let any more people in the venue. Your boy spoke at 3.
Yeah.
And I just poured. Mm-hmm. I poured everything I could into them. It was really interesting, man, because they asked some really interesting questions. Because a part of the focus was on my ability to recover from mistakes. And how do you handle the mistakes and find the strength to get up. And that was a great teaching moment that I was able to share. And they brought up two incidents, 2015 Miss Universe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That ain't gonna ever go.
They ain't bring that up. They brought that up. What?
Yeah. But it gave me a chance to explain it. And then they brought up the Trump visit.
Okay.
And it gave me a chance to explain that, which no one has ever taken the time to really ask me.
Yeah. Right.
And it was a great moment. And the audience ended up cheering because I told them I was upset with them. Because I wake up every day and walk out my house representing black folks. When I walk out the door, I'm a black man first.
24/7.
Everything I do is for the edification and uplift of my people, to try to be an example for them. In case some young person say, well, I want to be like that. I try to be like that, in spite of the mistakes. And I was able to explain to him why I even went to see him before he got sworn in. And I accomplished the mission. I met with Ben Carson, gave him the only initiative HUD had during that four-year reign of presidency, which was to create the vision centers. They took my entire idea, changed the name to Envision Centers, opened up three of them, asked me to come stand with them to take photo ops, but I wouldn't do it. Mm-mm. Because then he was president. And oh, I had yeah. already taken enough backlash from it. And so when they understood that, I went up there to get housing for black people, not for Steve. Steve got a house. And it was a great moment, man. You know, mm-hmm. really.
To explain yourself, finally.
Yeah. I appreciate the people for sitting there listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. All right. All right, Steve. Coming up next, it is a nephew with the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, get this, his past won't let him last. His past won't let him last. We'll find out what that means. We'll get into it in just a few. Right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
X gon' give it to me. I'm sorry. I don't know why that's in my head this morning. From? X gon' give it to me. X gon' give. It's in my head.
I'm holding up my X. Why you doing
it's in here? It's in
right
here.
Ooh, I miss me some DMX, boy.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Yes. 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 R.I.P. All right, I got it for you. This right here is the sleeping security guard. The sleeping security guard.
Security. Oh, Biff.
Yes! This will be absolutely ravishing, I must add. The sleeping security guard. Let's go, Kendall.
Security booth, may I help you?
Hey, this...
Sir, can you speak up? I can barely hear you.
Is this a security booth down by the gate?
Yes, sir. This security booth.
Yeah, listen, man. There's some people, next door to me, they keep, I'm hearing a bunch of scuffling and stuff going on, but I ain't really sure what's happening. I heard this lady scream or something, man, but I just.
Okay, sir, if you could give us the unit number that you're in, we could have somebody come right over there and check that out. Hello, sir? Sir? Hello. Sir, are you hello? Okay?
Yeah, I got a sleeping disorder, man. So
I understand.
The people next door to me, man, they was sitting there. I heard this lady scream, and I didn't want nobody to, you know, start shooting or nothing, cause I know they was arguing pretty heavily. And then I know they must have been fighting, cause I heard some.
I understand, scuffing. Sir. Sir, what unit are you in? Hello? Sir, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Are you okay?
Is this you the security guy, right?
Yes, sir. You called us about 10 minutes ago, and we've been trying to find out what unit you're in.
Well, yeah, man. These people up here, man, they arguing, and I'm hearing more people over there now, and they fighting, man. I know I hear two. It's got to be two men in there fighting. This lady over there.
I hate to interrupt you, but
I hear some
if you could
kids.
Just tell me the unit, sir. The
I
unit.
Hear some kids over there, too.
Sir, we need to know the unit so that we can come out and investigate. Hello? Hello? Sir? Hello? 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 Sir?
Huh?
Hey, hey, look. I cannot do this all day. I am trying to work. I cannot be around with you on the phone. Could you please give me your unit number?
Sir, them people over there, they arguing, man. I know you.
Yes, you have said that they are arguing. I heard you when you said that they were arguing. Sir, if you just give me that unit number that either you're in or the unit number you hear the noise coming from, we could have somebody come over there and check that out immediately. So what unit number are you in again, sir?
Do you hear them arguing? See, let me put
No, I only hear your snoring. I need the unit number.
Let me see. Listen, I'm gonna put the phone up. Do you hear him?
Yes, sir. But I don't hear the unit number. I need the unit number. Without the unit number, we're just having a conversation. Hello? 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 Sir, are you there?
Yo, yo. Oh, hey, man, you checked on them people?
No, sir, we have not checked on the people because we have not been able to get the unit number from you. Sir? Dude, this falls asleep. Every time he gets ready to tell me something, he falls asleep. Come here, come here, come here. You got to hear this. He's falling asleep. Hey, man, come here. Dude, this guy is falling asleep on the phone. I can't get the unit out of him because he's falling asleep. Hello, sir? Hello, sir? Sir? Hey, man, I don't know what unit he's in. The keeps falling asleep. Every time I ask him something, he falls asleep. He keeps telling me they're over there fighting, but I don't hear him. He won't tell me the unit. I'm sorry. I don't know the unit. What the would you wake your up, please? Hey, I got a guy on the phone that he says that he hears some screaming over by his unit, but he's falling asleep. Can't get him on. Get him to tell me what the unit number is. Hey, dude, come here. Listen to this. Listen. Hello. I'm gonna need you to wake up, sir.
Okay.
Sir, could you please give me the unit?
Well, I gotta ask you something. How come all y'all do is just sit on y'all and watch cars come in and out that door instead of helping people that need help?
Because
need
to like you won't give us a unit number.
You shut your up hollering at me. You need to do your damn job. You rent a cop.
I'm a rent a cop. But your is falling asleep. Would you just give me the unit number, please?
I'll give you the number. The unit number. You ready for the unit number? Are you are you listening to me?
Yes. This is
Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your co-worker.
Y'all crazy. This is not funny, man. This is not funny at all. Y'all got me out here walking around this complex looking for people hollering and screaming and your sleepy every
35
seconds, man.
Y'all
put it
off.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What you think?
That you're crazy.
That's all I got.
You played so much. That's all you got out of it too, Junior.
Yeah. Yeah. You stupid. That's all I got out of it. You brilliant, though.
Get it one day.
Falling asleep on the security guard. That's how you do it right there, baby. Mm-hmm. You know, my stupid, I keep amazing myself.
Never lets you down, huh?
You know what it is, and I figured it out. What? I am seriously stupid.
You see what I'm saying? About your stupidity.
What? I'm serious. Uh-huh. I'm seriously stupid. Uh-huh. And that right there is brilliant within itself. Junior boy, okay. Seriously stupid. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's a new level.
That's what I'm saying. Right there.
We're not surprised, though. It's only surprising you.
But that's like Erykah Badu.
And see, I always
keep in mind, I'm an artist, and I'm serious
That's what I always thought. Me and Erykah was a good match. I always thought.
Really,
that.
Really.
I
connection.
Always thought. That.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love that window seat video. What? I know that. Hey.
What? You don't think it was brilliant to walk naked down the feeder road? You don't
that's
think
you
that
right
was brilliant?
There.
That's Dallas, you. Texas, baby. That's you.
I would have walked with her.
Where?
You almost did it. You Where? Almost did it.
With her.
What? All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. The topic, the subject, his past won't let him last. We'll get into that right after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: his past won't let him last. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that is so tied to his past that it won't let him last. We're not going to make it because he's always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. He has a child in his life that's not his, but he told me that the boy will always be a part of his life. His ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating, and he raised the child for 3 years. Then they broke up and he got married. The ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. Now that I'm married, I don't have time for the boy because his mother is not nice to me. She calls my boyfriend and expects him to talk to her until she gets home. And if she's out, she drops her location to him or shares her Uber information with him like he's her protector. He says he is nice to her because she is a single woman and he wants to be sure she's safe. I feel like he is out of line and she is too. Then there's his ex-wife that he's had sex with in the past 6 months, right before we met. He is honest about everything, and I can't take it. On one hand, I appreciate his honesty, but then I can't handle it once I know what he's done. I'm not friends with any of my exes, and they can't call me. That's just me. My boyfriend doesn't understand why I can't be friends with my exes, and he thinks it's a character flaw. We can't get on the same page about anything when it comes to his past and mine. I thought I was being respectful by cutting off my exes, and he said that's not normal. It's a crazy conflict we have, and it seems like we are compatible in every way except that. I don't want to fall in love with him and have to share him with these women from his past. I'm thinking of leaving him. Is this a wise decision or not? All right. Is anybody else confused? I'm so confused. Are you dating this man? Are you married to this man?
What is it?
Is he your husband? Is he your boyfriend? Are you married and writing us about your boyfriend? I'm very confused right now. And yes, leaving him would be a wise decision. You're unhappy. Your man is still talking to his exes. He's not going to stop. If he was that into you, he would respect your wishes about not communicating with these women. None of them respect you. He doesn't for sure. And you know that. But the girl that's calling him all the time, dropping her location and all that, she has no regard for what you and him have going on. He probably didn't even tell her. I don't know what's going on in this letter. I have no idea. You say you don't want to fall in love with him. Well, don't fall in love with him because he doesn't love you, and you better hope your husband doesn't find out. Steve, what is going on?
I'm so damn confused.
I am too. Is she married? Well, does she have a boyfriend?
See, let me just read the letter back, and maybe you all can help me and Shirley out. His past won't let him last. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm dating a man that's so tied to his past, it won't let him last. We are not going to make it because he's always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. He's got a child in his life that's not his, but he told me that the boy will always be a part of his life. His ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating, and he raised a child for 3 years. Let's stop right here for a minute. What?
Exactly.
I'm so damn confused.
I am too.
You know, he always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. I ain't got no conversation with none of them. They exes for a reason. A lot of people can't move forward because they keep living in the past. Here the part that got me, his ex-girlfriend was pregnant when they started dating and he raised a child. What? Excuse me. You say what you want to say about me. I ain't that good a man. I meet you, you pregnant. We date. Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. And he raises a baby.
No. We dating. Hey, congratulations, y'all. Oh, that's not mine, though.
What? Right at the gate? Right
No. So, no, I'm not finna say that. Mm-hmm. Man, y'all look so happy together. Well, we just got together. That's somebody else, baby. I ain't there. Excuse me. If anybody had a man that did that, congratulations, you found a real rare one. I ain't that rare. Call me regular. Call me regular. And most men I know. Anyway, then they broke up and he got married. So this guy got married. The ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. So I'm assuming that him and the wife that he married got divorced.
Yes.
But then as an ex, they still let him come over.
Mm-hmm.
Then the letter takes another dark ass turn and it says, now that I'm married, I don't have time for the boy because his mother is not nice to me. Who got married? Who got married? Did you marry the dude that had the ex-wife and now you ain't got time for the boy? Okay, I don't know. She calls my boyfriend and expect... Whoa, what boyfriend?
Yeah,
I thought you got married.
Right.
She calls my boyfriend and expects him to talk to her until she get home if she's out, and then she drops her location to share her Uber information with him. It's too much. This letter's too much. I'm pissed off at your writing skills. You don't know how to tell a story. You just, this ignorant ass letter, we can't help you because you're not telling us who is who.
Is she married with a boyfriend?
I don't know who she is.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
We can't help you.
We don't know if you're
married. We don't know who your boyfriend is. Who is the husband? I'm really, and I hate to say this, I'm starting not to care about this little boy no damn more because it's just too much. I don't care nothing about the baby no more
right
now.
Coming up in 23 minutes after the hour, we got part two of this strawberry letter. His past won't let him last. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter, if we can, and try to finish up your response. This is confusing.
First
let's
of all,
go.
Y'all, this woman says she ain't going to make it because her man is always talking to his ex-girlfriends and his ex-wife. Then he got a child that's not his because when he met this girl, she was pregnant. He started dating her while she was pregnant. Who this guy is, I don't know. There are men who can do that. Those are special men. Congratulations. I tip my hat to you. I ain't that special. You're going to have had this baby. You're not carrying the baby. We're going nowhere.
This is not about you.
I'm not feeding all these people. Not right now.
Not right now.
It's always about him.
All this. I'm eating for two. You eating for two. Two who? Two who?
Two who?
I don't even know who the two is. I don't know where they come from, but I damn sure didn't help make them. So I'm not finna help this right here.
Would you stop?
Now, when they live-ass human beings, I could deal with that, but I ain't into the embryo business. In vitro
Steve.
Fertilization. No, don't tell me, Steve. This ragged-ass letter is so confusing. I got every right to sound like I'm sounding frustrated. Then she talking about they broke up, and he got married, and the ex-wife let the boy come over and spend time at the house. Now that I'm married, who? Now she say, nah, I'm married. I don't have time for the boy because his mother not nice to me. Okay, somewhere in there, I think the lady in the letter got married. She calls my boyfriend. Yeah, but now she calls my boyfriend. So I'm thinking his boyfriend is on the side.
Yeah, it's
of the husband.
Mm-hmm,
and expects him to talk to her until she get home and she's out and she drops her location to him or shares her Uber information with him.
Right.
Like he's her protector.
Well, so she's married to him and she's got a boyfriend.
He says he's nice to her because she's a single woman and he wants to be sure she's safe. I feel like he's out of line, and she is too. Then there's his ex-wife that he had sex with in the past 6 months, right before we met. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. So you're not married to this dude. And he had sex with his ex-wife 6 months right before you met. Now watch this. He is honest about everything, and I can't take it.
I knew you were gonna hone in on that line. I knew you were.
Did y'all hear this?
Yes, yeah, we did, but she's crazy. Did you hear that?
He is honest about everything, but first of all, she said, he's honest about everything and I can't take it. On the other hand, I appreciate his honesty, but then I can't handle it once I know what he's done.
That doesn't make your case and your point.
The moral of this story is they should know everything you've done because they can't handle it. They said it in the movie. Tommy probably know the name of the movie. You can't handle the truth. I remember when he said that.
A few good men.
Oh, yeah.
And I stood right up and I said, they sure can't.
This was about the Marines when he said it.
It was about women when I heard it.
It was not.
I took that as a carryover message.
From that line.
You can't handle the truth.
We can't get on the same page about anything when it comes to his past and mine. Thought I was being respectful by cutting off my exes, and he said it's not normal. It's a crazy conflict that we have, and it seems like we're compatible in every way except that. Y'all ain't compatible at all. I don't want to fall in love with him. You ain't. Fall in love with who?
With love.
Who?
Yeah.
Who is he?
Nothing to do with love.
And it ain't you can't fall in love with him. You got to fall in love with him and everybody he got, because he don't cut nobody loose. He's
and
just
your husband.
Packing and packing.
And your husband.
And they have to fall in love with him, and I have to share him with these women from his past. I'm thinking of leaving him. Is this a wise decision? I'm surprised. Why ain't you gone?
Leave, yes.
Why are you still here? Why did you write us? So let me tell you what me and Shirley don't care about. Well, let me just speak for myself, because Shirley's at a higher level of Christianity than I am.
What? Say it. I might agree today.
Let's start with this right here.
Okay.
I don't give a damn about this dude. I don't
care
about any of his ex-girlfriends. I don't care about his ex-wife. I don't really care for the fact that he met a woman pregnant and started dating. I don't care about that. I don't care that he raised a child for 3 years and they broke up when he got married. I don't care nothing about him sleeping with his ex-wife 6 months before y'all met. I don't care if I'm really sure if your ass is married or not. I don't care if this dude is your boyfriend on the side. And the big news is I'm really starting not to care about this child. And this child ain't had nothing to do with
leave
it.
Leave the baby.
But I don't give a damn about this baby right
baby
now.
Don't put
this
the baby
was
in
born
it.
Into it. Leave the baby out of it.
Yeah, don't put the baby in it, Steve.
He was
don't
born into the confusion. The baby is not in it. He's in the letter. And they tired of the baby because somebody got married in this letter, and we don't know who it is, and they tired of the baby because now they married. So now everybody tired of the baby. Why I can't be tired of the baby? I'm tired of the baby.
And you reading the letter.
The
and
more I hear it, though, they're married, and she's got a boyfriend on the side.
I don't care. Shirley, this letter is a disaster. Listen
to me.
Too
much.
Let me say something about strawberry letter. If your life is this jacked up, don't write us, because we can't help you. And learn how to write, read, and comprehension. Nobody know what you're talking about. This low-level ass prison letter you done sent me, you just learned how to write last summer. Now you gonna send us a letter. If you've been in literature your whole damn life, then stay illiterate. It ain't time to write into a national radio show, and you got the writing skill of a 4-year-old. We don't want to read these type of letters no more.
Is next, right after.
Lord have mercy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for sports talk with you. What is going on?
First of all, let me tell Huntsville, Alabama, your favorite play cousins coming to town. Stand up live. Go ahead and get your tickets right now for this Ignis we about to bring to the city. September 1st, I'll be in the building. Yes, I will. Go ahead and get your tickets. Stand up live, man. Coming to town. Huntsville, Alabama. Can't wait to see y'all. All right, let's get to it. NFL, Tommy. Did you see the Hall of Fame game? Anybody watch the Raiders?
A little bit.
27-11 Raiders over the Jaguars, man. It was a really good game. Saw some big players out there, man. I don't think I'm going to be on the roster, but nobody you was looking for was playing. You know, they
were. Well,
yeah, nobody was playing. But let me ask y'all this, man. Who y'all see in the Super Bowl this year? Just preview right now. Just go make a pick.
Let's just get out who we ain't going to see in it.
Who we ain't going to see at the Super Bowl?
You wrong. Cleveland. Wait a minute.
We
ain't going to see Cleveland.
I walked right into that one. Listen, what he said. Let's go ahead and tell him Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yeah, we got a better chance of making it than y'all, even though we not going to be in it.
Yeah.
No, you ain't going to be in it.
Okay. Okay.
Y'all might have some massage coupons or something, but y'all ain't gonna be in the Super Bowl.
Oh, nice.
Y'all might have massage coupons. He got all the massages in Houston. The Texans is the one that's paying the settlement check to all the women. Hello.
Okay. All right, let's move on. Let's get off of it. I wasn't ready for that. Okay, here we go.
He started it.
Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, who the Super Bowl? Who you see, man? Think the Rams back to back?
No.
No.
I think the Buffalo Bills is going to be in the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Buffalo Bills
going to come out of AFC.
Uh-huh.
I'll pick Kansas City. Kansas City.
I think the Rams is going to repeat.
Cincinnati, they got really close.
I don't give a damn. They're in the same division the Browns in.
I don't give a damn what Cincinnati.
You ain't Cleveland, Ohio. He don't care nothing about you.
Cincinnati, Ohio. Close don't count with me. Yeah. Cleveland, baby.
Yeah, all day long.
I'll give you that.
All right, Junior.
Football is back. I'm excited.
Thank you.
It ain't back yet, Junior.
Yeah.
Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at the top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
A 55-year-old married man went in for a minor surgery, and he was given anesthesia. When he got out of surgery, his wife waited by his side faithfully and patiently for him to wake up. And when he woke up, he was very groggy, but he seemed very happy to see his wife. He looked up at her, and he said, "I love you, Janice." Well, her name was Sandy.
Oh, okay.
His name is...
Man,
I ain't getting no more surgery.
I've had the most surgeries on this show. The moral
of this story, I ain't getting no more surgery.
Don't go under. Her sister's name is Janice, so his wife left him there, did not go back until it was time to take him home. Sandy wants to know what is going on between her husband and her sister, Janice.
What you think?
Man. I'm going to tell you, I've had most surgeries than anybody on this show. I'm going to tell you, right, that's why I take duct tape when I'm going to the emergency room. When I'm going to the surgery, I duct tape my whole mouth because I know what that anesthesia is. I'm not going to wake up and say nothing.
You stupid, Junior.
Put this duct tape on your mouth. Can't you have any groggy feelings?
I love you, Janice.
Man. God, dog.
What did Sandy do, though? Sandy was like...
Exactly. Sandy left.
He didn't need another surge.
Yes.
So, Steve, you're not getting any more surgeries?
Oh, no, I'm good. I do the surgery, but I don't want no anesthesia.
No.
You're going to take it?
It's going to cut, dog. I got to give me a stick.
You can't be conscious.
Let me bite down on this stick like they do in the Westerns.
Yeah.
Like they used to.
Pour some whiskey on it.
Yeah, pour some whiskey on it. Give me a stick and give me a ball of some water.
Yeah. Not talking, though. Can't do that.
Ooh, what was he thinking? Nah. I mean, it could have been the meds. It could have been the meds. That doesn't mean anything is going on between them.
Yeah. And he do love his sister, you know.
It's a true feeling.
Love of all family.
Wow. Yeah, but his wife was mad. She left him and did not go back until it was time to take him home. At least she did come back and get him, though.
Yeah. What happened? But now, done, like crazy things when you come out of surgery or said something crazy like that from anesthesia.
I've been told I said some real crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like what, Steve? What they tell you?
It was some white people that just left the room.
Oh, what did you say?
Oh, man, my wife said, boy. These two black people came in and said, your husband talk like this all the time.
They concerned.
But what is going on with Sandy and her husband? What is she asking him about Janice? What is she saying to him?
Oh, no. Oh, at the hospital?
Yeah, what is she saying?
What is who saying?
The wife?
What is the wife saying to the husband about calling out her sister's name?
What is Janice saying to her husband?
Yeah, he grogged. What the conversation you need to hear is what she said to her sister.
That's the one.
Yeah, what is she? Okay, what does she say?
Just left Charles down at the hospital.
Not Charles.
Uh-huh. Now, why is Charles... under the influence, the first thing he says, he loved Janice. Ain't you Janice?
Yes, I'm your sister, Janice.
Cool,
you know
now just double check it. And then the ass whooping starts.
Yeah. Everybody loves Janice. Everybody loves Raymond. Everybody.
But everybody hates Sandy. Everybody hates Chris.
Yeah. Everybody hates Chris. Wow.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. I mean, he was married, though, to Sandy.
I think you should get a pass on what you say coming out of Anderson.
I think so, too. He was under.
I think you need to not be in my doggone room until I get myself together. Yeah. Go on out there in the waiting room.
No,
let me have my moment.
6 hours. Yeah, no visitors.
But don't you want to, when you wake up, when they wake up, don't you want to be there?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, when I wake up.
I don't want you in there when I wake up.
When I first come out of anesthesia, I probably need to be alone.
Yeah. Coming up in 20
and
minutes.
Just black people.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so congratulations are in order for Khloe Kardashian and her ex-boyfriend slash baby daddy, Tristan Thompson, because they have welcomed their second child into the world together. It's a baby boy this time. It happened through a surrogate. News broke last month that Khloe and Tristan were expecting a son, but they are not back together. Get that out your mind. They're not back together. They just got together to have another baby so both her children could have the same parent. And they plan to continue a great co-parenting relationship for the sake of their four-year-old daughter, True, and their newborn son. The baby boy's name has not been released. But again, congratulations going out to Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson. There
you
go.
Where were these women I was coming up?
Yeah.
What, Junior?
Where was these women at when I was growing up? Where was they?
What do you
where
mean?
You can mess up like this and still make a baby.
Get a pass.
How come they didn't want me? Why?
Yeah. Several times. Come back.
Because back in the day, the women
make
in your
another
family.
Another baby.
You'd have had a baby with this trifling dude.
You can't do it.
Another one.
Can't get back when you had a baby with Melba.
Things are different now, Junior.
Not for everybody.
Not that.
They're just different.
Man.
But I mean, you know, her intentions are great that she wanted her kids to have the same parents. But it's
really?
Just different now.
Have a baby with somebody to, mm-hmm.
All right, we're moving on. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up. And at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather take a vow of celibacy or a vow of silence?
I'm quiet.
Silence.
I'm so quiet as hell.
Yeah. How long I got to be quiet? Forever?
If you take a vow of silence.
Oh, yeah. Hell no. I'm going to take a vow of silence.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Vow of celibacy. I'm going to take the vow of celibacy.
Yes.
You are?
How long is that?
Oh, I'm not going to honor it.
You're just taking the vow.
It's just a vow.
You know how many vows I done took?
Oh, gosh.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to take a vow of celibacy.
You're going to break the vow of celibacy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
He said, you know how many vows I done took?
Yeah.
I love it.
Broke all of them.
I love the fact that he's real about it. I love it.
Yeah. Really, I got to go to work, though. We got to keep this paper coming.
At all times.
So we get this right here. Oh, I ain't did nothing, man, please.
All right, would you rather tell the truth for just 3 days?
B.
Or would you rather go without your phone for 3 days?
B.
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 You'd rather go without your, you can go without your phone for 3 days?
I absolutely can.
Hell yeah, I'm lose some business.
Yeah. But on that third day.
He rose.
I get to check all my messages. I'm going to be all right.
I'm coming back on
that. Let me get this straight.
Y'all can't tell the truth for 3 days?
3 days?
Without the phone?
Tell the truth?
Yeah.
The truth. You want me to be truthful for 3 days?
Yes, the truth.
Everything you ask me, tell you
the
truth.
Shame the devil.
Everything.
So, wait a minute. Y'all lie every single day?
Every day. I've lied
without
twice this morning.
A doubt. Without
I've lied twice this morning talking to y'all. Already.
You cannot tell the truth for 3 days.
No.
Well, I can tell you the truth for 3 days, but you said you can't lie. Yeah.
And then see, at least I know on that fourth day I still got you. You see what I'm saying? Mm-mm.
Can't do that.
On that third day, we still together.
Baby, how I look in this dress? Do I look fat? You like my hair? You okay with my pants?
Have you ever cheated?
All this here.
Take my damn phone. Please.
Take the phone. Take the phone.
So y'all saying y'all doing this.
The great pleasure.
We're going to turn it off and turn it in.
I'm taking the SIM card, but you can have the phone. SIM card going to be the phone. No.
How do you take a SIM card out? The phone.
You don't know how to do that?
It's on the side.
You ain't live yet.
Little level on the side. Take it right on out.
You ain't live yet.
I ain't even tech savvy, and I know how to do that.
On the iPhone, you can take it out.
Yes, ma'am.
I tell you what you really need to do. Put it under your car tire and roll back over it twice.
And then give it to him.
Yeah, damn that SIM card.
All right, coming up, it is our last break of the day. And, of course, at 49 minutes after, we'll get some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
All right, guys, here it is, our last break of the day on this Monday. It's been a good day. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
To everyone who always
today,
listens every day. I learned,
Shirley, that you can take a vow of celibacy and break it. Just taught me that.
That was on the last break, Junior.
Yeah, I just learned that.
I got to go to work late this morning. I'll take the vow.
He's into lying, you know that.
What the hell you mean I can't break it, girl? Stop.
He said, you know how many vows I've taken and broken?
All right, Steve, any words of wisdom?
Mm-hmm. You know, I guess I'm going to start with a subject I touched on over the weekend at InvestFest, which explains today. If you've been hearing my voice sounding a little winded, as you do now, it's because I took my own advice over the weekend. We were talking at InvestFest, and part of my speech was, and I tried to implore upon people, the mindset that you have to be successful. I don't care what you do. You can be an Instagram model. You can go to school for engineering. You can be a soldier. You can climb the corporate ladder. It doesn't matter to me what you choose to do. You got to have the right mindset. Being successful is a mindset, y'all. above anything else. It's how you mentally handle the steps to becoming successful, because it's hard. And many of the steps in the road to success is fraught with failure, disappointment, and you got to get your mind right. But do you know what I found that the hardest thing in becoming successful? Starting. The average person never starts. The starting point has stopped more people than any other point. Now, why you won't start could be fear, lack of understanding, but most of us fear. A fear of failure, fear that you don't know, you don't have what it takes. So the number one thing about becoming successful is you have to start. And the reason I sound so winded today is because I'm actually on an exercise bike. Because, you know, I have to multitask because I don't have enough time in my day to do everything I have to do. I just don't. I've never finished all my tasks in a day. And because it was always something I need to do because I have new goals and aspirations. But anyway, in telling everybody to start, you know, I work out. But a part of my problem is I don't have enough time to lift weights and do cardio. So I got a trainer that does a combination of both. But if I really want to get lean, you know, you got to have a calorie deficit, right? You got to burn more than you take in. And the best way to burn it is on an empty stomach, because the only fuel you have to use is fat. So I decided, while I'm on the radio, starting right now, today, is to ride my Peloton bike while I'm on the air. I just started. Y'all, in order to make any attempt at becoming successful, any shot of it coming true, you got to start. Do you know how many people I try to convince to start who sit there in their life over and over and over and over and over and never start anything and steady complaining about where they at? Well, you ain't started nothing. Come on, y'all. Now is the time. And stop trying to line all your ducks up in a row. Stop trying to get everything in order. Start. Just make the initial step. Steve, I don't have all the money. You got some. Start the idea. Steve, I ain't got a plan that's going to get me to the tape. Start. The plan evolves. Most plans have to change anyway. I've never ever made a plan and it went all the way through just like I said, unless it was a short-term plan. So the plan was to start today. Guess what? Mission accomplished. I started today. It gives you a sense of gratification. It gives you a small measure of success. Inch by inch, anything's a cinch. Just start, y'all. Start your project. Start your mission. And then make a commitment to yourself that every single day, I'm going to do something towards the goal. I'm going to do something today that moves me a little bit closer to the goal. Do something. But start. Stop sitting around complaining about this and that, how this is and how that is. Why don't you start? Why don't you just start, man? Why don't you put forth a gallant effort and then realize something? It's going to take everything you got. And I told them this. It's going to take everything you got. I say to my sons all the time, man, we get into it. Dad, I've done all I could do. I said, okay, but the assignment is due. We got to turn it in Monday at 2:00. Hey, Dad, but I did everything I could do. I said, I know, but we have to be finished by Monday at 2:00. Dad, are you listening to me? I've done everything I can think of and everything I can. I said, yeah, but we have to turn it in Monday at 2:00. Dad, what do you want me to do? Boy, do some more. Do some more. But I ain't got time for you to sit up here telling me what you don't have. These people that's looking for this are not going to accept this excuse that we don't have it Monday at 2:00. We have to complete the task. Now get the task completed. If you've done all you can do, do some more. That's the mindset you got to have to be successful. But you can't develop that mind success. You can't develop that mind that mindset if you don't start. You got to start, y'all, today. No better time than now. Those are my closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.